The Lord said to Moses, "The 10th day of this servant's month, 7th month, is the Day of Atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourselves, and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. Do no work on that day, because it is the Day of Atonement. When atonement is made for you before the Lord your God, anyone who does not deny himself on that day must be cut off from his people. I will destroy from among his people anyone who does any work on that day. You shall do no work at all. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Wherever you live, it is a Sabbath of rest for you, and you must deny yourselves. From the evening of the 9th day of the month until the following evening, you are to observe your Sabbath." The high priest entered the Holy of Holies, the scapegoat sent out of the camp to die for sins of the people. Leviticus 16, 1 and 2. Leviticus 29, verse 34. Leviticus 23, verse 26 through 32. The high priest says, one man should die for the people. Yeshua dies outside the camp. John 11, 49 and 52. Hebrews 13, verses 10 through 14. Five synagogue services. Whole nations of Israel shuts down. It's a day of fasting. Yeshua is our atonement and our high priest. Isaiah 53, 1 through 12. Zechariah 12, 10. Hebrews 9, verses 1 through 10. Hebrews 9, verse 1. Hebrews 10, verse 25. Why am I giving you such material? It's because it's God's ordinance, not mine. But this year happens also to be a Sabbath year. In Leviticus 25, the Lord said to Moses on Mount Sinai, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land I am going to give you, the land itself must observe a Sabbath to the Lord. For 6 years sow your fields, for 6 years prune your vineyards and gather their crops. But in the 7th year, the land is to have a Sabbath of rest, a Sabbath to the Lord. Do not sow your fields or prune your vineyards. Do not reap the growth that what grows of itself, or harvest the grapes of your untended vines. The land is to have a year of rest. Whatever the land yields during the Sabbath year will be food for you, for yourself, for your men servants and your maid servants, and the hired workers and the temporary residents who live among you, as well as for your livestock and the wild animals in your land. Whatever the land produces may be eaten. Count off 7 Sabbaths of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7th Sabbath of years amounts to a period of 49 years. Then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. Sound the trumpets throughout your land. Consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee, for each of you is to return to his family property and each to his own clan. The 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. Do not sow and do not reap. What grows of itself or harvest the untended vines, for it is a jubilee and is to be holy for you. Eat only what is taken directly from the fields. In this year of jubilee, everyone is to return to his own property. This is the word of the Lord. It is not to be taken lightly. It is to be digested within you. It is to be chewed over and over. That's why the scriptures are given to you, so that you can rehearse it for yourself. It's not my commandment, it's his. The Lord our God is one God. He hasn't changed his mind. The Holy Spirit is still on the job, and he's doing what he wants. Not you. Not you dictating to him, but you receiving from him what he's prepared for you in this year that he's prepared. A year of restoration. A year of recreation. A year. Yes, a whole year of jubilee. Not half a year, not 6 days. A whole year of jubilee. Reap what has already been prepared.